Okay, and welcome back. Hour number three on this Friday night, going down to Australia, to Adelaide, to talk to David John Oates, who has spent 30 years learning and teaching all of us how to, with reverse speech, understand what the subconscious mind is really saying and thinking. And it is an extraordinary thing called reverse speech, which I hope all of you will go take a listen to. ReverseSpeech.com, nearly 10,000 examples. You can listen anytime you want. You'll hear them forwards, then played backwards, and you'll hear how the subconscious mind uses the sounds made when, like right now, I am speaking forward to you. In reverse, I am speaking to you as well. Every 5-10 seconds there'll be a phrase or a couple of words, sometimes an even longer segment, which I will be speaking in reverse that your subconscious will hear as clear as day. And that's how it is when you feel sometimes very uncomfortable about someone or near someone or listening or talking to someone, because they'll be lying to you and you won't feel right. You can't put your finger on it, but your mind is telling you, this man or woman is lying to me. And it's true. It's the real deal. And David was briefed at one point and asked to give a brief to America's top intelligence agencies, which he did. I believe it took 5 days in New York. And they have never talked to him since. Guess why? They use it all the time. Hello, David. Welcome back.
Hey, Jeff. How are you, sir? It was good to be back. Always enjoy your show.
Thank you, my friend. I'm doing as well as can be expected, as they say. It's a crazy world out there. And, yeah, it's nuts. Just totally nuts. So with all the people talking and all the people lying, and I'm talking about international political leaders, they all lie. Every word that comes out of their damn mouths practically is a lie or a portion of a lie. What have you got put together for us this week?
Oh, a few of the old favorites, some verses on Cheney talking about American torture, and Joe Biden, who's always good for a few clangers, and Obama, of course, as always, and a couple of evangelists. Just a smorgasbord, really, you know?
Yeah. So, did you, by the way, see, and I hope all of you saw, the most bizarre photographs of this weird Frankensteinian looking monster, John Kerry, with Hollande of France. I mean, oh my God! I don't know what to think of it. Is the guy gay? Is he a? I don't know. I've never seen such bizarre behavior from an American Secretary of State in my life. If you look at the top
no,
of my
wow.
oh, look at the top of headlines. You'll see Jeff Rentz and Jay Widener. Jay was on the other night. We have a new video up about that. Jeff and Jay. Then Jim Kerwin's daily essay. And then Obama refuses to use the word Islamist. There's a video. And the fourth story is Kerry gay? Crazy? This is a Secretary of State? And pics, photographs. Go look at those pictures. And
I can't get into your site, Jeff.
It's unbelievable.
Your site.
Say again?
I can't get into your site.
Oh, great. Well, it doesn't surprise me. After the last hour, I hope it wasn't bumped off the air. What we did last hour was... No, it's okay here. It's still coming up.
No, there's something wrong with my internet then.
Yeah, well... Oz is doing weird things in terms of censorship. You know it, and our Oz listeners, we have a lot of folks down there. You people are wonderful. The government down there has been taken over completely, and a very sad situation. But the fourth story in headlines is Kerry gay? Crazy? This is the Secretary of State? And then pictures. Go take a look at those. It's actually from the Daily Mail in the UK. It's a very big paper. But look at these pictures and ask yourself, what the hell is this guy doing?
Yeah, I'm just rebooting my internet, see if I can get on. I must have been a glitch on my end. Okay. All right, well, let's get into some of these reversals, shall we?
Sure, okay. Let's dive in.
All right, the first one is a chap named Charles Strange, who's the father of one of the SEAL Team 6 who was killed in that helicopter crash. Remember how...
Yeah, let me say a little bit about that.
Yep.
They put the majority of the surviving members of SEAL Team 6, a lot of whom died in the raid on, allegedly, Osama bin Laden's compound when one of the helicopters crashed in the courtyard, immolating, burning to death all the Navy SEALs on it. The rest of them in Afghanistan were all piled on board a Vietnam-era Chinook helicopter. An actual Vietnam 1960s era Chinook. And first of all, the SEALs never traveled all together. They were put on a Chinook. They flew down a valley right past a small, tall, it was kind of like just a watchtower. And in that watchtower were a couple of Afghan soldiers with RPGs. And this helicopter flew right past them, and they blasted it out of the sky, killing every last member of the Navy SEALs on it. And there is some evidence to suggest that they didn't all die on impact, but they certainly were all dead before it was all said and done. I hate to say that. Go ahead.
Yeah, all right. So here's one of the fathers, okay? So here he is talking.
And they find him. You're going to tell me you can't find the black box? Not acceptable. So he says it's an RPG, a lucky shot. Are we playing basketball, hockey? Is he out of his mind? There's nothing lucky here. All our sons are dead.
And here he says, dead, he's not sorry.
Dead, he's not sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Dead, he's not sorry. Dead, he's not sorry.
Now, who is he talking about? Obama? Probably. He's talking
probably
about somebody.
Probably
Obama.
Yeah.
And listen to the emotion. It is spot on. It is perfect. He's outraged, and the inflections and intonations in his voice and those words are absolutely dead on the money where they should be. Play it again, would you please?
Yeah, I will. So here we go. Okay, here we go.
Find him. You're going to tell me you can't find the black box? Not acceptable. So he says it's an RPG, a lucky shot. Are we playing basketball, hockey? Is he out of his mind? There's nothing lucky here. All our sons are dead.
And dead, he's not sorry.
Dead, he's not sorry. Dead, he's not sorry. Dead, he's not sorry.
Jeez.
Yeah, there it is. Yep.
Doesn't get any more blatant than that.
No, that's pretty blatant. And it says it all, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, sickening. Yep. They eradicated them because they knew too much. And if you know too much, they kill people. It's real simple.
Yeah, right.
God.
Okay, all right. So here we have Dick Cheney talking about torture.
I went out and got power line and transmission line for a few years, and then I got serious.
And here he says, a serious thing?
Yeah, he does. Todd, would you please turn up the high end on David's end so we can get a little sharper sound? That's a little bit muddy. David, would you play the forwards? Or what does he say forwards, please?
Yeah, I was a little bit unsure myself, actually. Here we go.
I went out and got power line and transmission line for a few years, and then I got serious.
No, I can't get that.
He's talking about transmission lines. I didn't.
Yeah,
power and transmission lines and...
And here it is, a serious thing.
A serious thing.
All right, well, it's all right there. And do remember the reverse speech demands that all the syllables be there and the context be there. If it doesn't pass that test, it doesn't qualify. So it's all there.
Yep. All right, okay. All right, so now we've got another one here on Dick Cheney.
I went out and built power line and transmission line for a few years.
That was the same forward.
Same forward.
And here he says, I am aware this isn't the best government. Here we go.
I know that. This isn't the best government.
Oh,
Huh? And that's his—that's his subconscious speaking the truth. That's amazing.
Yep. Yeah, that's right. Yep, pretty amazing. Yeah, nice and clear there. And here we have Joe Biden. Oh, look, before I play this one on Joe Biden, I've got to play you another one. I played it on your show before, but this is Joe Biden is just famous for clangers in reverse, and I've got such a classic clanger on Joe Biden. He's talking about some friends of his.
And your family was so open in hosting me 7 years ago.
And here he says, they're investigating each one.
They're investigating each one. They're investigating each one.
You got that one?
They're investigating each one.
I do. Yeah.
That's funny. Yeah. Anyway, so here's another one, Joe Biden. Here we go.
What I'm hearing most is how pleased and excited people are about how affordable it is.
Talk about health care. And here he says, it's wrong.
It's wrong. It's wrong. It's wrong.
There we go.
Even out of that imbecile, the truth will come out.
Yep. Yeah, well, we'll see. So there he is talking about health care. And here we have another one on Joe Biden, Mr. Ford.
You don't want to go to healthcare.gov and you want to talk to somebody on the phone instead, you can call, I'm going to give you a number now, you can call 1-800-318-2596.
And this is all about healthcare, and he says, that's not an item, must have cost them.
That's not an item, must have cost them.
Huh.
That's not an item, must have cost them.
There it is.
Oh,
I don't know what he's talking about costing.
I don't know. I don't know either, but it's clear as it can be. It's right there.
Yeah, it's certainly clear. There's no doubt about that. Wow, okay, all right, okay, so we're going to move down to who we're going to go to today. I hear Netanyahu in Paris following the terrorist incident there. And here we go.
Believe strongly in what I just said. Embrace the people of France as brothers and sisters.
And here he says, must feel it.
Must feel it. Must feel it.
Huh. You know, while that's a fairly sort of grunt reversal, you just accessing his unconscious, he's got to feel the emotions for all of this, okay?
I guess, or he could be saying in his subconscious, I don't care for the man at all. He could be saying that, and a lot of people think that his government, the Mossad, was behind this operation somehow, some way. And if that's true, he would know it, and he might be saying they must, I'm going to put in two words he didn't say. They must be made to feel it. They must feel it. They must feel it. In other words, to get the kind of reaction that he wants, and he wants an anti-Islamic backlash against Muslims, they must feel it. So I'm just extrapolating there a little.
Oh, yeah, that would make sense. Yeah, okay. All right, let's move on to Obama. Let's get the four.
David, for some reason we're getting the reversals are muddy. I don't know why. Maybe we don't have a good line. I'm not sure.
Yeah, well, you're a bit muffled here, Jeff.
Let me ask Todd. David, hang up and let me ask Todd to call you right back. I want to try and get a better line,
right.
Please.
Okay, no worries. Okay.
All right. I hope Todd's there and didn't go out for a bite to eat. Please call him back, Todd, and we'll continue. I think you did hear, though, quite clearly that the reversals are all grammatically and syllabically correct. All the syllables are there, and that first father, the emotion in his subconscious, it's not really all that common to get that much emotion out of a subconscious statement. That was extraordinary, and He deeply wounded for the rest of his life. Those wounds never heal. If you truly love someone and they die, it's never the same. David?
Yeah, okay. Is that any better?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
All right, okay. So here we have Obama. Let's run this one forward.
All right.
As they do their jobs in the coming days, they need to work with the community, not against the community, to distinguish the handful of people who may use the grand jury's decision as an excuse for violence.
Now, this is about Ferguson, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And here he says, all people mad show incident.
All people mad show incident.
Oh, yeah, well, there.
All people mad show incident.
Yep.
All people mad show incident.
Well, that just speaks for itself, really, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
That's exactly what happened. They all went mad, and there was an incident.
As have you, always sort of just almost torn my hair out in frustration. Anybody in the public eye ought to be reversed. Not that you have the time or the resources to do it. I would be reversed any time at all. I have no problem with anything. I am what I am, and I know a lot of the people in our business of so-called alternative news are as phony as a $3 bill. They know how to play the game, and it bothers me. So, but anyway, go ahead, David, because this is so important.
Yep. All right, okay. So here we have him talking about health care. Obama?
And that's the decree. We'll be right back with the leader of the free world.
Oh, that's right. He's being sarcastic. He's talking about himself in the first person.
What did he say?
We'll be right back with the leader of the free world. Here's the four. And it's him speaking.
And that's the decree. We'll be right back with the leader of the free world.
He's being sarcastic. And here he says, damn their evil.
Damn their evil. Damn their evil.
Yeah, well, there it is.
Is he talking about he and his cronies?
Yeah, I think so, yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I interpret it, yeah. All right, here he is again. Let's run this forward.
Michael Brown's parents and the clergy and the community leaders and the civil rights leaders and the activists and law enforcement officials who have been working very hard to try to find better solutions, long-term solutions, to this issue. There is inevitably going to be some negative reaction, and it'll make for good TV.
He just simply says, is it good?
It is good. It is good.
Yeah.
It is good.
I don't know what he means by is it good, but maybe he's thinking is the reaction's good.
I don't know.
Anyway. Alright, okay. Next one down. Here we go. We'll run the forwards.
And when the world calls on America, we call on the brave men and women of our armed forces to do what no one else can. For this holiday season, as we give thanks for the blessings in our own lives, let's also give thanks to our men and women in uniform who make those blessings possible. It's still our season.
And this verse says, it's the losses, next time no one know it.
It's the losses, next time no one know it. It's the losses, next time no one know it. It's the losses, next time no one know it.
Is he saying it's their losses?
Let's run it again.
It's a little tough on this end.
Yeah.
It's the losses. Next time I want to know it. It's their losses. Next time I want to know it. It's their losses. Next time I want to know it.
No, I just hear next time no one know it.
I hear it's their losses, and next time no one knows it.
Oh, okay. All right. This one's the forwards and the reverse again.
Do you hear it's their losses?
Yes. All right. So here's the forwards.
When the world calls on America, we call on the brave men and women of our armed forces to do what no one else can. For this holiday season, as we give thanks for the blessings in our own lives,
Let's also give thanks to our men and women in uniform who make those blessings possible.
And it's their losses next time no one know it.
It's their losses.
Oh, yeah.
Next time no one know it.
You're right, Jeff.
It's their losses. Next time no one know it. It's their losses. Next time no one
Listen to the pause before he says, next time no one will know it.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
That's really dark and evil. I don't like that at all.
You're right. You'll play the reversal again.
It's their losses. Next time no one know it. It's their losses. Next time no one know it. It's their losses. Next time no one know it.
Creepy.
Yeah. Okay, all right. So let's move along to the next one here. And Obama. And, this is a funny one, this one. Here we go.
So the country, we have every right to be proud of what we've got to show for it.
And how he says, bull blank, you can put in the word, tide you over.
Push it like you over. Push it like you over. Push it like you over.
There you go. That's pretty...
Yeah.
Pretty much speaks for itself, doesn't it?
Sure does. Yeah. Yep.
Yep.
Hold on a second, David. We've got to pause here at the bottom of the hour already.
No worry.
Talking with David John Oates and hearing things from the amazing world of reverse speech. We don't have the best connection tonight. I want you all to understand that these are available on his website. Very, very crystal clear. It's good enough, but for some reason, the international phones, we may have a CME working off the sun, I don't know. But good enough, and you're getting the idea. And actually, what's interesting, David, is the reversals, in some cases, are more clear than the forward speech.
Yes, and we notice that quite a lot. That's a common observation. Yeah.
Odd, very odd. All right, hold on, gang, be right back. Okay, welcome back. Talking with David. I'm hearing some reverse speech. Okay, David, go ahead. Let's roll the next
one. Okay, let's play that last one again, shall we?
So, all right.
Here's the forwards.
So the country, we have every right to be proud of what we've got to show for it.
And he says, bull, and you can fill in the rest of the word, tide you over.
Push it like you over. Push it like you over.
What comes after the S-H-I-T?
Tide you over.
Ah, tide. Got
so,
it.
So the bull is going to tide him over, get him through to the next day, okay?
That's
so
funny. So he's saying that the bull crap is going to tide him over. He knows he's slinging it. He's just he's a BSer, and he knows it's going to carry him on. That's amazing.
That's exactly what it means. You got it. I'll play it again. Here's the forwards.
So the country, we have every right to be proud of what we've got to show for.
Yeah, here it is.
Push it like you over. Push it like you over. Push it like you over.
Boy, he's the king of the bullshitters, too, I'll tell you.
He certainly is, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Classic reversal. Alright, here we go. I don't know what this next one means, but we'll play it anyway. Here we go.
America is now the world's number one producer of oil and gas.
And he says, pursuit of no woman.
Pursuit of no woman. Pursuit of no woman. Pursuit of no woman.
Pursuit of no woman.
What does he say?
Pursuit, as you know, to chase, to pursue. Pursuit of no woman. Which I have no idea what it means. I'll play it again.
Pursuit of no woman. Pursuit of no woman. Pursuit of no woman.
Talking about America's oil reserves. I don't know.
Well, it's a, if it's a metaphor, I don't know. That's a weird stretch. I don't know.
Now, here's an interesting one. He's talking about the Sony hacking, okay? Here we go.
Private sector platforms as well as the public sector, so that we are incorporating the best practices and preventing these attacks from happening in the first place.
And this one says, are you with us?
Are you with us? Are you with us? Are you with us?
So who's you? Are you with us? What does he mean by that? Are you with us in fighting the attack and condemning it?
I don't know. It sounds like maybe his subconscious is just asking, you know, is he getting his message through? And he's wondering, are you with us? Do I have them conned? I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Something
yeah, right.
like that.
Yeah. Yep. All right. Okay. All right. So next one along. Here we have another one on Obama.
Yeah, what we're doing is we're doing a little preview of the State of the Union. There are a lot of things I want to talk about, and I figured, why wait?
Oh, we're going to be all over the State of the Union, by the way. We'll have that for your next show. So, and this one says, the cost now as they fall.
The cost now as they fall. The cost now as they fall. The cost now as they fall.
Sure what they mean. Maybe people falling around him.
I don't know. He's a complicated hustler, that guy, so it's tough
he
to know.
He certainly is, yep. Here we have another one on Obama.
Just go to joiningforces.gov. As a nation, as Americans, let's always keep striving to serve them as well as they have always served us.
And here we say, the heads allows an adversity now. The heads allows an adversity now.
The heads allows an adversity now.
Oh, yeah.
The heads allows an adversity now.
Yes, all there.
The heads allows an adversity now.
Yeah, it is.
We can get a context from the forwards again.
Just go to joiningforces.gov. As a nation, as Americans, let's always keep striving to serve them as well as they have always served us.
Oh, well, it's an incongruent reversal, you know. We've suffered with adversity.
The hair throws an adverse signal out.
Yep.
The hair throws an adverse signal out.
Yeah, there it is.
The hair throws an adverse signal out.
And next section along, next one along, we're looking at... this is
and that spirit will endure forever, long after the scourge of terrorism is banished from this world.
And it just simply says of the rapes.
The rapes. The rapes. The rapes.
Talking about terrorism, presumably.
Has to be,
Yeah, which might be a congruent reversal. And here he's talking about the attacks in Paris.
And the dignity of all human beings. And that's what the city of Paris represents to the world.
And here he says, they're innocent.
They're innocent. They're innocent. They're innocent.
Nice to know he's got some compassion in him for the innocent victims of the Charlie Hebdo attack. Okay, all right. Now, that's all the politicians I've got. Now, we... we're going to look at some televangelists, okay?
Right.
Okay, here we have Haggy. I don't know what his first name is. Haggy, I should know his first name. Anyway, here we go.
God gets emotional about Jerusalem from this moment forward for the rest of our lives.
And here he says, they are terrible. They are the terrible.
They are the terrible. They are the terrible.
Talking about Jews, I would presume, because he's talking about Jerusalem.
I guess John Hagee, he's would you notice how even in reverse how he says the word his words are overly affected in reverse as they are in forwards.
Oh, they are. Let's have a listen to that. Okay, so here's the forwards.
God gets emotional about Jerusalem from this moment forward for the rest of our lives.
And they are the terrible.
They are the terrible.
Oh, yeah.
They are the terrible.
You hear the emphasis?
They are the terrible.
Same kind of cadence.
Same cadence, yeah. And here's another one on John Hagee. Here's the Ford.
The headlines will be screaming. Millions are missing without a trace. Cars are going to be parked out here beside Group 1604 and every highway in the world. The motors are still running with the drivers and the occupants of the car sailing from mansions on high.
And this one says, your sin was within.
Your sin was within.
Oh, yeah.
Your sin was within.
Yes.
Your sin was within.
It's the same emphasis, isn't it? It's the same.
He's a hustler through and through. It's
absolutely.
That's
a total hustler, no doubt about that.
That's
guy.
That's funny. Good.
Oh, yeah. Here's a funny one on Kenneth Copeland. He's singing a song. And backwards it says, "The snake is my shepherd."
Oh. Well, too funny. Yeah, I did. I could hear it again more clearly than the forwards, but it's right there.
Yes.
The snake, of course, would be, I suggest, Satan.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
This guy is a real hypocrite, to put it mildly. All right, stand by just a second. We'll come right back with more. Okay, we return. Our final segment was David John Oates, who is with us once a month, and always amazing to hear reverse speech. Just do remember, if you doubt this, that's fine. More power to you. But go have a listen. Go to reversespeech.com and listen. Let your mind hear it. Okay, David, go ahead.
All right, so here we have some more on Kenneth Copeland. Here's the thought.
In terms of material savior and so forth, the biggest thing in the old Bible is God.
And it says, Babylon will see him.
Bad boy, if you could. Bad boy, if you could.
A little bit unclear.
Bad boy,
a little bit unclear.
Babylon will do something to him, but whatever it's not nearly enough.
No, it's just, that one doesn't quite cut it, that one. Sorry about that.
That's all right.
All right, here we have another one.
You gotta keep on casting.
Here we says, it's sad, must speak a lie.
It's sad, must speak a lie. It's sad, must speak a lie.
There it is.
It's sad, must speak a lie.
Wow.
I hear it's sad, must speak an-a-n-i.
Must
N-I.
Speak an-i.
And
Let's try it again. Well, it depends. I can actually hear both of them, didn't you?
Well, it's just my line. I don't have a real clear line. And you know, I think what it is, David, your voice is wonderful, but I think some of the quality of the recordings you're working with are not as clear as they usually are. They're a little rough. So, however they got sent, they're just rough and not clear and sharp. But we're still getting it. So don't worry, we're getting it.
All right, okay. So you have another one on Kenneth Copeland.
I am a billionaire because the assignment that the Lord gave me.
What? He's a billionaire because of the assignment the Lord gave him.
Yep, that's what he says.
Do you have any barf bags laying around?
And here he says, the burn. Yeah, he's going to burn in hell.
Yeah, well, he's going to burn in hell. I think he's burned a lot of people, too.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right.
He wasn't born a billionaire. My God, can you imagine? No pun intended there.
No, you're absolutely right. It's not good. It's not good at all. Here we have... I'm just about running out of reversals here. Here we have a black preacher.
The anointing of the Holy Ghost! The anointing of the Holy Ghost! The anointing of the Holy Ghost!
And he says, it's to do or die.
Holy God, Holy God,
oh, and it's do or die. I'm sorry. And it's do or die. I'll do it again.
Holy God, Holy God,
there you go.
Well, good luck to him. He'll never make it. He'll never
make
be a billionaire like Kenneth Copeland.
Make of that what you will. Okay, so there's all the reversals I had for the show. So,
you know, we had the Colorado police are saying that they have new evidence in the JonBenet Ramsey case.
Oh, do they really? Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. And let me see
up
if I can...
Up to 20 years?
Yeah. Let me see here if I can find it. New. I just ran the story the other day. I should have sent it to you.
Oh, and, yeah. I would like to see it.
Well, let me
story.
See what we got here. Hold on. Ramsey case. See what comes up here. There was something I just ran. So I don't think I'm going to find it here, unless this is it. No date on this
story. While you're looking for that, let's just play a couple of the Ramsey reversals.
These folks, there's no question about what happened here, okay? David proved this years ago with reversals.
It's all on my website. Go and look at my website. You can hear all the reversals. It's very cut and dry. So here's the forwards. Here's Patsy Ramsey making a very strange statement. Feels there's at least two people out there who knows who committed this crime. Why would you say two people?
Right.
Very, very bizarre thing forward. So here's the forwards.
We feel like there are at least two people on the face of this earth that know who did this. And that is the killer and someone that person may have confided in.
What a strange to say forwards, and that which she says, I'm that person. Pretty clear and straightforward, isn't it?
It certainly is. I remember when you first played these things, and you locked it. It's obvious. The woman is not a very good liar, and reverse speech just exposes it for what it is.
Yep. Here's another really clear one. It was suggested that JonBenet was murdered by someone who they knew. And here she says, I don't think I've ever knowingly met anyone who could be that vicious.
I can't believe that we have ever knowingly met anyone that can be this vicious.
And here he says, I'm the only one.
I'm the only one.
I mean, that nails it right there, that one.
Yeah.
Pretty straightforward, clear reversal.
Certainly is.
Yeah, so what's this other evidence, Jeff?
I'm zeroing in on it. I'm having a little trouble finding it, but I'm going to find it, and I'll read it to you. So what's going on in Oz down there?
Oh, well, I don't know what to tell you. You know, we had our terrorist attack a little while ago, you know, which was rather...
Yeah, anything come of that? The guy seemed to be possibly a mind-controlled dupe.
Yeah, well, he was a lone nut, basically, you know. Although the Australian government officially ruled the incident, the terrorist incident, just yesterday. So it's been officially ruled as a terrorist incident. I don't know what information they got in to come to that conclusion, but anyway.
That's odd.
Look, here's an interesting reversal I found on a client using my name. This is just a couple of weeks ago. We were talking floors about healing.
I'm Frankie. also I have, I think, changed quite a bit, you know, personality-wise, yeah.
And here he says David Oates.
David Oates. David Oates.
So there you go. I was involved in his healing. So there you go. That's very nice.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's a little one I found the other day.
You, David, now, you do client work. I guess you can do it anywhere where someone can connect with you, either Skype on the telephone. Do you use Skype?
Yeah, I use Skype. Yeah, all my work is done over Skype. I have no local clients at all. It's all over the phone or Skype. You know, as always, I got a very busy practice, a lot of people lining up for reverse speech session work. And if anyone's thinking about starting it as a career, I have a training class starting next weekend.
Uh-huh.
So contact us on reversespeech.com. A whole new field for you to get involved in. Very exciting field.
It would be just extraordinary. I don't know if you'd have to have a license as a psychologist or a counselor over here to practice that, but probably not. You could just do reversals.
No, I don't think so. No, I got my certification as a hypnotherapist, so I had something to hang on the wall, you know. But I don't know whether you need any licensing requirements for it. No.
Here's this Ramsey thing, December 29th, 2014. Let me see. Oh, that was cute. Where did it go? It just disappeared. I had it. Let me see if I can pull it back up. December 29th. Okay. Cold case heats up. Retired cops focus on former JonBenet Ramsey murder suspect John Mark Carr. Well,
John Mark Carr?
Yeah.
He's been ruled out.
It sounds like disinformation to me.
Oh, yeah. He was ruled out ages ago. John Mark Carr.
Yeah. So I would think that either this guy was directly involved with the parents. Hold on. Let's see. Da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da. No, it's not making a lot of sense here. No. I just saw the headline come through, and somebody might have been just looking for a byline or something. Don't know. But you cracked that one. Oh, yeah. What did I read about the creep in Peru who's locked up for killing some young girl down there?
Johan Vandersloot got married.
That's what it was.
Hmm.
Vandersloot got married. Well,
no telling. No, very strange.
It is totally strange. David, thank you very much, as always. We'll look forward
Jeff,
to our next visit. Yeah.
Okay. See you next month, Jeff.
Take care. Okay. All right.
Okay. Bye-bye. Night. See ya.
All right. That's our program tonight. And, wow. What a week. We're going into the weekend, and I hope it's a time of rest and reflection and clarity and even a little joy and happiness for all of you in this world that continues to plummet into the darkness. We individually can keep our own lights burning, and we have to do that. So carry on, and I'll be with you, of course, at Rents.com and back Sunday night. The Rents Radio Network, one of the most unique radio networks, we think, in radio history, continues 24 hours a day for you around the clock, RentsRadio.com. Stop by, listen to your favorite hosts, or just enjoy. And we will talk soon. Take care.